This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. The first annual Plutonium Trail Caravan is on Saturday, April 6th. Join us. Did you know that the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, WIP, was supposed to complete its 25-year waste disposal mission and begin closing on Tuesday, March 26th? You may know about it because WIP officials had a party. But for those living downwind and downstream of Los Alamos National Laboratory and along the WIP transportation routes, the risk of the federal DOE operations at both facilities will continue to threaten us. And if DOE has its way, for decades to come. DOE, which owns both facilities, is not planning to close either site. LANL is to continue to generate plutonium-contaminated wastes by fabricating the triggers or pits for new nuclear weapons. DOE hopes to leave some of that waste at LANL forever. Some waste would be shipped to WIP, a journey of 315 miles for disposal. Rather than closing WIP, DOE has no plans for any other repository, so the world's only operating deep underground facility would also operate forever. But New Mexicans oppose forever WIP. On Saturday, April 6th, the first annual Plutonium Trail Caravan will travel along the WIP transportation route. It will begin at Camel Rock and end with a press conference at the Lamy train station. The purpose is to highlight some of the dangers of WIP and waste transportation and encourage people to join in the effort to stop forever WIP. The caravan will have literature about WIP and items for sale. The participants can answer questions about present and future activities. More information is available at stopforeverwip.org. The caravan will gather at 9:30 a.m. at the Camel Rock Geologic Formation on the frontage road to U.S. 84-285 in Tasuque for a blessing, a safety briefing, and a group photo. There will be four stops along the WIP waste transportation route in the Tasuque Village, the Solano Shopping Center in Santa Fe, the intersection of Airport Road and the 599 bypass around Santa Fe, and the Agora Shopping Center in El Dorado. After the four stops, a press conference will be held at the Lamy train station at 3:15 p.m. Speakers include Hank Hughes, Santa Fe County Commission Chair, Myra Gomez, author of Nuclear Nuevo Mexico, Destiny Ray of Youth United for Climate Crisis Action, or YUCCA, and Ashley Schnauer, an activist and concerned citizen. They will speak about their concerns and suggest ideas for working together to oppose forever WIP. Please join us. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.